Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh boy, here we go.
I mean, yeah, you kick a hornet, so it's like, I can't believe a hornet came out.
No, guys.
A little bit.
That's not what this was. Lighten up, Francis.
Pretty,
and don't call me Francis.
Feel like I'm pretty light. Pretty breezy
Washington
over here.
Washington continues to build a foundation for success on the field with their sports teams. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondori & Murad, can help you update your last will and testament. They'll set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. All right, so I'm going to let the people in on this. So commercial break. Danny and I go to the bathroom. I come back. Danny is, for whatever reason, asking Ryan to do impressions.
So we do this bit where, like, if you're at dinner or if there's, like, kind of a lull in the conversation or there's an icebreaker, we do fun stuff as a show sometimes where you just go out of nowhere, all right, best Robert De Niro face, go. And people have to go a little bit. They make the face, right? Or they don't, or they can. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So sometimes Ryan and I will do a bit where I'll just go, I'll give him a scenario. For example, this commercial break, I went Shannon Sharp discussing the Caps power play. Go. Just put him on the spot. And if it's good, you go, well, that's good. Or if it's not, that can be fun too.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like normally guys that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll go first, can't do it. Then Danny will go and he can do it. He does it well. Well, then you say to him, Tiger Woods discussing, and it doesn't matter. Let's say eating a buffalo wing,
yeah,
right?
Because he was on TV on PTI just now.
And so Ryan is trying to do a Tiger Woods, but he doesn't really know what he sounds like, and he can't really pull it, and there's nothing happening. And then Danny starts giving him a Tiger Woods. Now, I have worked with Danny Ruye for many, many years.
That's right.
I would consider him a friend. I know a lot about Danny Ruye.
Yeah.
One of the things I know about Danny Ruye is that if a million people compliment one of his impressions, but one person says that they don't like that impression, it outweighs the 1 million compliments, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I would never in a million years, after he did an impression that he cares about, that is in his repertoire, so to speak, one of his main impressions, I would never get in his head and be like, dude.
That's what your Barkley sounds
like? That wasn't your best version or whatever.
Yeah.
But he does this Tiger Woods, and I'll admit, Darius, I need you to find Tiger Woods audio for me, please. Because that is not a voice that's synonymous. Like, I think I know what he sounds like. It's kind of like this right here. A little bit of my glutes aren't firing. But, like, I can't really pull it, and maybe that's part of the problem. But Danny did this impression, and in my mind, I'm going, That's like any guy at Ruby Tuesdays doing an impression of Tiger Woods. Respectfully, Danny's impressions are cut above. They're fantastic. He's an impressionist. He's great at it. Him doing an I could have asked, you know, the guy that's in the kitchen right now from PGC.
Yeah.
For
what does Tiger Woods sound like?
And it would have been just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So all I said, Danny, I want to ask you a question, and you're not allowed to get upset. Okay, no problem. I said, you wouldn't say if someone asked you to a Tiger Woods that you do, right? Meaning that's not in your arsenal.
Like so that's not an actual impression, right? That's not what you think sounds
good?
But
there's a difference. Like you have guys
I know,
you do.
I know what you meant, yeah.
You have a Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
You have a Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
These are excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, who's doing a John Walton and a Glenn Consor? You got those
Nobody.
In your bag.
Really, those guys.
You got an Obama and a Bush, and you could do these things.
Yeah.
My point was just
when, that one sucks.
When you write that list,
that was your point.
You're not putting Tiger Woods on that list, are you?
No. So what I said was, it's definitely not my best. I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
But if someone like came to me and was like, "Can you impersonate Tiger Woods?" I'd go, "Yeah, mine's okay."
So, but
I think it's just okay.
But right before we came back from break, that's what happened. Is Danny goes, "Well, like if someone came up to me and said, "Can you impersonate Tiger Woods?" And at the same time, I was like, "You would say no." And
You'd Danny, say no, right?
Danny's like, "I would tell them I can." And it did not go over well with you. You did not like that.
Well, the way you phrased the first question was more like, I don't know how to say, I don't remember the exact quote.
Right.
Paraphrasing to a degree. You recognize that that one isn't good, right?
That's
no, what it
that's
was.
That's what you heard.
That yeah, but that's
not what I said.
Which is, you know, that was clearly the thing.
I was it's saying, like, we're not putting that on your sizzle reel, right?
Yeah. Meaning like, you do a bunch. That's not one of the ones you'd ever do in front of another person, right? Like, it was close to that.
Okay. Here's what I would say. If you're on stage and you do a Tiger Woods impression, but you give no context clues with what you're saying, I don't think anyone would know who you were doing.
I actually tend to agree with that.
Then that's not a... Cover your ears. Great impression. All I'm saying is, we're not putting that one on the demo.
Would you? But... Again, just to push back slightly,
are you Rick at me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
If you this is not a Blue Shorts situation where he was like, right. That's you're, not your best.
To be clear, he's referencing Blue Shorts because Blue Shorts 15 years ago, yeah. One time, told him that he didn't think his Jim Rome was that good. And Danny refused to do his Jim Rome for nearly a decade.
So I didn't go full Rome. Like, I just was like, ridiculous. And then like moved on to the next thing. And we during the commercial break, Shorts is sitting there typing one article per day, and he looks over at me, and he was like, "That Rome's not your best." Like I was like, "Oh, all right, I guess we'll talk later then." Well, and I, you know, went the rest of the show just stewing and
I'd
pissed
love
off.
To know, I don't remember what he actually said,
but it literally was that's. I think that was the quote.
I'm sure that's what you heard. I'm sure you heard him say that Rome sucked or something.
No, but,
I bet he said it in a different way, like. You got a better Rome than that.
Well, like that's not your best one. Like that was his point was.
But true or false?
Yeah, that's not as good as the others.
True or false? It still bothers you this many years later.
True.
True or false? You went almost 10 years without doing your Rome after that.
Also true.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
You've gotten so many compliments on that.
Oh, I know.
One comment is going to just take you down.
What people don't understand, and there's a lot that doesn't make sense in my brain that I try to get out to other people, is. There's nothing like the disappointment somehow where, as you said, not to be arrogant, but we're just talking, I do dozens of impressions that I think are either really good, pretty good, or somewhere like above board.
You have impressions that are better than Caliendo.
Yeah, and he's got a billion better than me, and that's not a competition.
But I'm just saying, he's like the preeminent impression guy. His Barkley cannot touch yours.
Mm-hmm.
You do impressions that pummel his.
In some cases, yeah, I would. Say, but,
and you talk about it behind the scenes a lot that he's like overrated and you're definitely
see now
underrated.
You're doing a thing. I will tell you, it was but awkward when I was on the Junkie same time as him. I'll tell you that years ago.
That's
that was
true.
Fun.
That's
anyway,
true.
Like hey, we got a local radio yutz that does impressions. Let's bring him in. I'm like hi, I do a Barkley anyway. What was the point? Oh yeah, there's nothing like somehow where. Everyone doesn't acknowledge, like, hey, you do these other dozens, right? But they go, oh, can you do Denzel? And I can't. And I go, no, I can't. And they go, oh.
I would think you could do a Denzel. Everyone can do a Denzel.
Grant, you would think so, too. We have talked about this.
I just said that. You would think so, too.
You would think so. I cannot. There are a handful like that it should be fish in a barrel. My Denzel's worse now than when I first tried 20 years ago.
Are you willing to at least let me hear it?
Never once. That's never seen the light of day. It sucks. If you come, if you already have a ticket to the Fan Live event this Friday, I will try to do it for you in a one-on-one, not you personally, but
right.
You
like, listener. Come up to Danny and ask for his Denzel.
And it sucks. It's a terrible impression. I can't do it. And it kills me. Because that should be, I should be doing that all the time. And I can't get it.
Right.
I never can. So when I disappoint people like that, all this is, this little wind-up doll thing, that this little act I have, it's to please people and receive
right.
accolades and adulation. It's to receive.
So when you don't get that, it backfires.
It is devastating.
So that having been said, Darris did find Tiger. Before we play it,
mm-hmm.
can you give people the Tiger Woods that you did?
So what you're basically saying is it's a way to, you start off quick and then kind of hesitate in the middle and kind of burst at the end. That's your kind of classic Tiger Woods delivery.
All right, now let me hear Tiger Woods.
You were eight.
I was at a par three course in Hartwell, and it was a 12th hole, and I hit a 3-wood over top of a bunker and rolled in.
I guess it's not terrible.
It's not the best, but it's
see, that you're doing Brian Gumbel to me.
No, Brian Gumbel is higher. Gumbel looks at you and he says, "Your hat, balding or covering up your haircut?" Like, that's Brian Gumbel. Is it him saying?
Yeah,
Gumbel.
Do Brian Gumbel interviewing Tiger Woods just so I can hear the difference.
Tiger, much has been made about your marital infidelity. You problem, her problem. We've talked about it so significantly. It's there's been a lot. It's not something I'm dealing with anymore.
So then is Tiger in the repertoire or no?
So, again, that's such a subjective deal. Like, there are, I guarantee you, tens of thousands of people have a better Tiger Woods than me.
What I'm trying to say, again, everything is eggshells with you a little bit.
No, but what you're trying
to say, that
it's very clear what you're trying to say.
No.
Yours, Tiger Woods, is not good.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
No, listen to me. Your impressions are so good.
Yes, thank you.
I don't want to water down your resume by adding the Tiger to
stop
it.
Stop trying to add skills to your toolbox. Is
no, not at all. You should be adding impressions every week. Every day.
Just not that one.
I would just wait on the Tiger Woods.
Wait until he's more famous?
No, for like some more practice.
Until a star, like, he's been on the scene since the late 90s, dude.
It's not a him thing. It's more a you thing.
Oh, I know.
Practice it a little bit more.
Workshop it.
But what I'm saying is, all your impressions are A's.
Yeah.
You're Barkley.
This one is a...
Stop focusing on the wrong thing. Barkley's an A+.
I know what it is.
De Niro. Pacino.
My De Niro sucks. Yeah.
Okay, but whatever. But like, yeah. B, A, A, B, A, B, mm-hmm. A. Tiger Woods is not...
What grade is it?
It's not on that level.
Throw that letter on there.
I don't want to throw...
What am I... Say it with your chest? Am I asking him to do that? Put all your toes on the ground and say it with your chest.
Let's say it's a B minus.
That's not what you mean, though.
I'm just saying.
B minus gets to keep coming to classes on the honor roll.
Do we really need it in there? Like, what if, here's what I'm going to say to you. Did you ever see the movie Walk the Line?
Yes.
Pretty good movie.
Great
actually.
Flick.
Really good
yeah,
movie.
Really, really good.
For those of you that don't know, I'm a music guy. I know a lot about music. No one knows more about music mm-hmm. than I do, yeah. obviously.
Encyclopedia for music.
Really encyclopedic mm-hmm. knowledge. Johnny Cash, I believe, was the performer in Walk the Line.
That was the character that Joaquin Phoenix was playing, yes.
Correct.
Johnny Cash.
That's mm-hmm. the singer, the performer. Joaquin Phoenix is the actor, obviously, playing Johnny Cash. There's a scene in that film when he finally gets his big break. And he's been playing guitar and singing at his house and trying to get his shot. And this record company guy, through a friend, invites him in mm-hmm. to basically play into the microphone and record something. And Johnny Cash goes in.
Yeah, he does the "If You Had One Song" speech.
Right. Where you're going, and yeah. So Johnny Cash is like doing some song no one's ever heard of. And he's like, "I'm looking over yonder and there's a girl in a dress." And he like records this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks in and he's like, "That's it?" He's like, "Yeah, what'd you think?" And he's like, "Let me say something to you, young man. I came down here and left my three kids at home. I was told you were the next star. That's all you got?" And he's like, "Well, no, I got other songs." And he's like, "That's your number one song? That's the hit? That's what you want to play for me?" And the speech he gives him is like, Let me tell you something. You got 2 minutes. You got one chance for the rest of your career. I'm listening to you right now to give you your big break, and that's what you're going to play? That's your best? And Johnny Cash is like, well, no. He's like, well, you give me what you need to give me for the rest of your life, young man. And then he like walks back into the room, and Johnny Cash is like, oh, here the train a coming. It's coming around the bend.
What song is it? Do you remember?
And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Folsom Prison.
You know, it's Folsom Prison.
Folsom Prison, yeah.
Point of the dude's story is,
this is not my Folsom Prison.
This is not true. God, I just spent 5 minutes building up to my big finish,
yeah,
and you cut me off at the pass.
Yeah.
This
I know
is
what
not,
it, I know what that feels like, buddy.
This is not your Folsom Prison.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sort of. To a degree.
So what I'm trying to get at is,
don't do that one again?
If you were to do your Tiger Woods at a comedy show,
mm-hmm,
and that's all people heard, what are they going to tell people about the impressionist that they saw the night before?
You would think that's not all they heard.
But what if it was? See what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think we just put that one on the chopping block for
because?
Now.
Because?
Because we have other great ones.
I see.
We have really good ones. Spend your time with those ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barkley.
Yeah.
Can't go to the well on that enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a jump shot from the elbow with no one around you. It's frankly Charles Barkley. From 14 feet throughout his entire career. You've made thousands of dollars doing that impression.
I made some money doing it, yeah.
On commercials, for God's mm-hmm. sake. Let's just stick to...
stick to that.
No, not that. You have 20 amazing ones. 30. You said dozens. How many?
I honestly don't know. I should actually count it up one day.
You got a lot.
Well, but again, I can count them, and then I can give you the list, and you can start crossing some out that you don't think
no,
are any good.
I'm sure. God, all I'm saying is this waters it down a little bit. Let's not water it down. It's like
okay.
It's like the USA swim team or something.
Yep.
If like there's eight swimmers allowed,
uh-huh,
and they have eight guys and they all swim a lap in 14 seconds. And then the eighth guy the next time, you know, there's like let's say the ninth guy is like 1 minute and 11 seconds. We're not going to put him on the team. It makes the rest of them look worse.
So I see what your point is, but here's the point that I would respond with. I'm probably not going to craft a whole act or anything around my Tiger Woods impression. But if Tiger comes up on the show,
yeah,
or you know, there's a group discussion, if I'm hopping on the junkies for 5 seconds,
right,
or whatever.
Then I think you don't do the Tiger.
See, that's where we differ.
I think you just...
pretend that I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just
don't do it. It cheapens what I'm doing.
I think you do the ones that you do really well. That way, when you hear Danny, you go... Danny Ruye impressions are A+.
Uh-huh.
Every time he does an impression, it's fantastic.
But my point is, if it comes up and he's talking, when I start to do this, you're out. And the point is, it's fine. But if it's in context and conversation, it's like, oh, damn, he just slipped into a Tiger and now he's kind of back out of it. It's a minor flex.
But you think it's a flex.
And that's where you clearly differ.
We're disagreeing that's a right. little bit on how much of a flex it is. I'm saying... I want people to know that every time mm-hmm. you do it, if I'm giving you an impression,
yes.
it's one of the best impressions you've heard about this person.
Okay.
That's what we should be sticking to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Josh?
Grant, I just want to be clear. Danny, even though he's trying to act like this is not the case, has never been more incensed by any segment in his entire life. Well,
my he fear.
By the way, I texted Josh this, by the way.
He is seething right now. You just critiqued his impressions live on the radio. This is worse than if Dan Snyder and Ernie Grunfeld had a baby that's called a Grunt Snyder. He is so angry.
Whoa.
You just told him to basically shut up and play basketball when it comes to specific impressions. You have no. This is like telling your wife that she needs to lose 15 pounds, but really, baby, you look beautiful, but you just need to lose a little bit.
But Rick, this wasn't my intention.
You look great now, but it'd look better if you lost 15 pounds.
I literally said to him.
I would not be surprised if he did not show up tomorrow. And you're like, what happened to Danny? And you're like, oh, you remember when you critiqued his impressions for the man who has prided himself on impressions for the last 2 decades live on the radio, and you told him that he needs to shut up and not do that one anymore?
No. But this is
so
my
angry.
Point.
He's so angry.
But Josh, this is not one of his impressions. That's my point.
It doesn't matter. It is. It is.
It isn't.
It is.
No, this is not on his list. This is I would never critique.
It's on the extended list, Josh.
If
that's what he can't get.
If it was on your list, I would never in a million years critique it. Once. I wouldn't even dare.
All I'm saying is the Tiger Wood impressions matter, but the love of your fellow host matters too, and he is boiling inside
right now.
Let me
ask you this.
Give him a hug, Grant. You need to give him a hug right now.
I want you to go outside so I can ask him a question. Can you just go stand outside?
I'm not going to stand outside.
Okay, then cover your ears.
Okay.
Or take off your headphones.
Fine, I'll take off my headphones.
And cover your ears. Josh, what do you think?
So mad.
What do you think of his Tiger Woods impression?
I'm not doing that because, listen, I like Danny, and I want to have
like
a
him too.
Relationship with Danny. Clearly you don't, Grant, because you wouldn't be doing this right now if you did.
No. But here's what you're misunderstanding. Thank you, Josh, for the call. Here is what he didn't get. He's acting like I'm critiquing one of Danny Ruiz's impressions. I'm specifically not doing that. Danny said something as if he was Tiger Woods in this moment. Not the same as Danny Ruiz billed as 17 impressions. Tiger Woods isn't one of them. I would never critique your John Walton or your Glenn Consor or your Shannon Sharp.
I understand you.
Stephen A. Smith. Mm-hmm. I would never do that. Mm-hmm. Those are your impressions. Mm-hmm. They mean a lot to you. Those are your babies. Those are your pets. You pet them.
I love
hug
my pet.
That's not your Tiger Woods is not that. It's just a thing you did that time to Ryan. That's all. Ryan and Clifton, what's up?
Grant, Danny went a decade, you said, of not doing his Jim Rome mm-hmm. after Blue Shorts made one off-air comment.
That's right.
How long is it going to be before we hear Tiger again, now that we've spent an entire segment bashing his Tiger Woods? We'll never hear it for the rest of his life.
Well,
now you guys might be happy about that if it sucks that bad.
Honestly, for Danny's sake, that wouldn't be the worst thing, I will say.
Man, unreal. Unreal. Betrayal, Ryan. You feel that? That's that sound.
Now, can I also add?
Sure.
It is better than I originally thought.
Yeah.
Like, when I heard the Tiger Woods audio after you talked, definitely better than I thought.
So again, I think.
But this is a compliment to you. All you do is make great meals. You mm-hmm. are one of the best chefs I've ever met. There's a thing you make that's a little bit like everyone else makes it. I ate it, and I go, this isn't up to Danny's standard. And I'm just saying, stick with the foods that you're the best at. You're the best at those. Why would you make me a PB&J?
Because sometimes that's all you need.
So much. So
just to
put
a quick little segment. We're doing a little tiny thing. And it's just a little Tiger Woods for a second. But here's the thing about the impersonation and impression game. There are some where you can, like if you look at a painting and you go, that's exactly what that sunset looked like in that exact moment. That is a recreation of the original, right? That's masterful. That's incredible. Then there's kind of the impression where you go, oh, he's taken something that person has.
So what was
and
the
magnifying.
First one? Is that an impersonation? That,
to me, that's an impersonation. Not okay. Everybody thinks of it this way, but this is how I think of it. Then there are some where you go, I can look at my kid's drawing and I go, he's drawing a lion or he's drawing a nature setting. It's not perfect, but I know exactly who he's doing. I know exactly what he's going for. That's what that Tiger Woods is. So you see, I understand it's not my Rembrandt. I understand it's not a Picasso.
Yeah.
It's not like something that's incredible. It's a utilitarian impression where if it comes up and Tiger Woods is being discussed, slipping into a little, my glutes weren't firing. Fine, welcome, no problem. You're basically like, be ashamed of yourself.
No.
Quit.
And this is also
and
becoming,
wait in a hole to die.
Now I'm on trial like I hated your Tiger Woods. That was never the case.
You don't ask somebody, you don't tell somebody before you come in for a segment, hey man, you're not going to do that in public again, are you?
Like, that's not what I said.
That's what you told me.
No, I said, Danny, let me ask you a question. If someone asks you, do you have a Tiger Woods, what do you say?
You say no.
If I was you, I would say, I got these.
There it is.
Choose one of these.
There it is.
If you go to a party and you make animals with a balloon and you make seven animals, you shouldn't try to make an animal you don't actually make. That's all I'm saying.
See, hey, man, this one's not as good as some of the others, but at least it's a little engine that could.
No. You say,
it's hustling.
I'm sorry, man. I don't do the giraffe. I do the leopard and the turtle and I do the frog. But I'm not doing dogs today. Matt's in Stafford. What's up, Matty?
Hey, I get the sentiment, Grant, but I kind of liked it. I like your Tiger Woods, Danny.
Well, thank you,
I wanted you to know that somebody out here likes it. There's one person out here that really likes your Tiger Woods, buddy.
Yeah. One. Thank you, Matty.
You know what? It sounds like the Tiger Woods is over with the people. Maybe you should do it
more.
Oh, it's
of one person.
No, the people love it.
That's not true.
I think they like it.
I did years ago, by the way, I did a call into 98 Rock in Baltimore as Tiger Woods after he had that duel with, what was the guy? Remember, like he had his knee was hurt, and there's that one guy that it was always going to lose.
Phil Mickelson?
No, it was the nubber golfer who like never is there and choked under the pressure, and Tiger beat him in a playoff at some point.
Rory
I can't
McIlroy.
Remember. No, I can't remember. It's not important. It's golf stuff. It should never be discussed on the radio. No, maybe it was Rocco Mediate or Mediate or something. Anyway, I called it a 98 Rock as Tiger Woods. I did a whole segment as Tiger.
Did they ask you to do it?
Yeah.
They said Danny Cullen as Tiger
we
Woods.
We want Danny to do it.
See, that like that I would not do.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know? Like, when you say my glutes weren't firing and you move on, that's really funny, actually. And that's good because it's a throwback to a
and
hilarious
this is my
comment.
Point. Yeah, it's a little bit.
But the whole segment is Tiger? And then people are like, that's what they're judging you on.
Mm-hmm.
Someone listened to 98 Rock that day, and their opinion on you is based on that Tiger Woods segment? I don't know. Jason in Bethesda, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys? So Danny's one of my favorite impressionists, honestly, ever. And I got to say, that's one of the worst impressions I've ever heard.
This is not what we wanted. This is not what we wanted to do.
Danny is not the biggest loser in all this. I think the biggest loser in all this is Tiger Woods because he makes Tiger Woods sound like the biggest nerd in the history of the world.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
I mean, he did go to Stanford, and he is kind of a nerd. No?
I think so. I think he's a great big dork who got fame and didn't know what to do with it.
So can we make that guy the one that doesn't like the impression? I don't want to be known as the guy that doesn't want the Tiger Woods impression. I've never said I don't like the Tiger Woods impression. I'm just saying it's not one of your impressions.
And never do it.
It's just not one of the main impressions that you do.
It's a side piece.
I think it's really good.
You don't.
A side piece is
Thank
a good
you.
Bit.
Huh?
Let's see if you just mix it in.
He works at Perkins. Yeah, I remember the whole thing where he was.
At Perkins restaurant. Yeah. Mm. It's time for our Caps Power Play.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And with today's Caps Power Play, Tiger Woods.
No, you lost your privilege. Caps have a game tonight or whatever. Hope they win it. No, they're playing Calgary in Calgary. Long road trip. Feels like they've been on the road for a month. Calgary, 55 points, middle of the pack in the Pacific Division. But be nice to get a couple of points out of after the Caps winning streak got busted the other night.
You think Ovi's glutes are going to be firing, Tiger?
It's none of your damn business.
You can hit the...
Hit the thing, Darius. Yeah.
You can just wait longer, too.
You can wait.
Whenever you're ready, Darius. We got all night.
I have a joke about that button not firing as Tiger, but you're not hearing it. You get nothing.
Darius's fingers weren't firing buttons. I'll tell you that. Screw glutes. I'm surprised this music is playing. Darius is asleep over there. I mean, in fairness, I get it. There was a lot of Tiger Woods impressions.
Yeah, you heard my Tiger Woods, so you fell asleep. Is that the reference? Can't wait to do the show with you tomorrow.
That's the joke.
Oh, I got it.
I hope you don't think about this at all tonight. Or tomorrow or ever again.
Yeah, just be everything will be back to normal.
We're pals, man.
Yep.
Darius, Ryan, Ben behind the scenes. Great job, as always, for Danny.
See tomorrow's betrayal. Tomorrow, too.
Tiger, saying so long on G&D.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Earl Forsey. This update is sponsored by Door Pro America Garage Door Service. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. So, the big report today concerning the Commanders. Great news if you're a Washington football fan. Cliff Kingsbury's decided to stay on as Commanders offensive coordinator, despite interest from the Saints, who are still in their head coach searching mode. Still haven't found one. It won't be Kingsbury. He told Jordan Schultz, Fox Sports, reporting that Kingsbury found it difficult to leave Washington after just one season, so he is back as the team's offensive coordinator. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels, wide receiver Terry McLaurin, they're done playing football this year. Both are skipping the Pro Bowl games this weekend in Orlando. We're going to have Caps hockey tonight. Canadian road swing continues. The Caps in Calgary for a 9 p.m. faceoff against Deflame here on 106.7 The Fan. Ovi just 20 away from breaking Gretzky's all-time record. And Georgetown basketball tonight hosting 15th-ranked St. John's, 6:30 for that one. Coming up here in just a few minutes on the Team 980. For all of your garage door and opener needs, go with the pros at Door Pro America. From maintenance and repair to new installations, Door Pro America has been serving the DMV for over 50 years. Call 877-DOOR-PRO or visit doorproamerica.com. From the Crop Midcap 5-star sports desk, I'm Earl Forsey on The Fan.